So today we're going to go over a section of scripture that has a piece of history that we actually still utilize in this country, and in fact the whole world still uses this history in some way, shape, or form. So if you want, let's start turning over to Numbers chapter 21, if you will. Start turning to Numbers 21. And I'll give you the title once we cover the history, so you leave a little blank for where you're going to put the title of the sermonette. And before I pick it up, we're going to start in verse 4. Some of you might have a heading there for a title of what that heading is on your Bible. But just to recap, this is Moses and the Israelites are wandering in the wilderness. And Aaron had just died. And Eleazar just took over his son as the high priest. So this is the time frame of where we are here. And so let's pick it up in verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And another little recap, they were trying to cut through Edom, and Edom said, no, we're not allowing that. And they had a little struggle with that, but anyways. So, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. Because again, they couldn't take the shortcut, they had to go around. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. And they said, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Here they are, they're complaining, and now they're saying, for there's no food, there's no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. We're sick of the manna. They're complaining. And then after them complaining, God heard. He heard them. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people who were bitten by these serpents died. And therefore, the people realized, uh-oh, we messed up. So they came to Moses and said, we have sinned. And, they said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Eternal and against you. Pray to the Eternal that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses did just that. He prayed for the people to God. And then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was that if a serpent had bitten anyone, and when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. So some of you probably already know where I'm going with this. Maybe some of you don't, actually. But right here, this little section of history, that's used today. And I have a little prop that I brought with me. Maybe many of you have seen it, especially during this pandemic. That symbol. You'll see these on ambulance, EMT workers, and hospitals. I don't know if the camera could pick it up, but there you have it. There's a pole, a staff with a serpent wrapped around it. That's right. The medical symbol, the universal medical symbol that is used throughout the whole world, its origins come right here from the Bible. Now many will say, oh, and before that, That's the title, by the way. The Bronze Serpent. That is the title of the sermonette. But many will, want to discredit the Bible, and they will say, well, that comes from the Greeks and Greek mythology. Well, yes, but where did the Greeks get it from? Right here. But just to give a little recap, though, the Greeks have used it, and they made it kind of take off into the world as we have it now, and it comes from, unfortunately, the pagan Greek mythology, and it was used by Apollo, Hermes, some of those Greek gods, and the staff that they called it was called, I'm probably going to butcher this, but Caduceus. I don't know how to speak Greek, so if anybody does, you can correct me. But I'm not going to get into any more of that detail, though. But, of course, like I said, the ancient Israelites, though, were before the ancient Greeks. And that's where they got it from. And Moses, he's the one who built that. He's the original person who built this object that God commanded him to build. And how perfect, too, because anybody who looked at it was healed. And that's why it's the medical symbol to this day. And there's two takeaways from this piece of history. And that is one, and that's to let it be a memorial for you and to know where it truly came from. And that every time you see that symbol, to remember that God performed a miracle for the ancient Israelites when they're wandering in the wilderness. And to remember that memorial. And every time you see that medical symbol, realize God's kind of the reason that symbol is around today. But there's a second takeaway also, and I found this to be very interesting. So, traditional, classic Israel, what was one of the biggest sins they fell into? Idolatry. They always fell into idolatry. They would go worship some little carved image or some foreign god, worship Baal, Bel, all these different gods. Of course, those two are the same god. They would worship different idols. Well, they unfortunately did do just that with this actual image. And if you want, you could take a look over to, in 2 Kings, if you could start turning there. 2 Kings chapter 18. 2 Kings chapter 18 and right in verse 4. And this is during the reign of Hezekiah, one of the good kings of Judah. This is, of course, when Israel and Judah were two separate nations. Hezekiah was one of the good kings. And in verse 4, it says, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars where, pagan worship was taking place. And he cut down the wooden image and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Neshuten, which literally means bronze thing. So, yeah, this thing survived hundreds of years later and was still around as a memorial, but unfortunately, they ended up worshiping it as a god, which thankfully Hezekiah did the right thing and had to destroy it. But this image still lives on today in our society and throughout the whole world. And we just got to remember that We got to remember it as a memorial, but not fall into idolatry. And I doubt anybody here is worshiping this symbol as an idol. I don't see that happening. But you never know with some people out there, though. We got to make sure we don't treat it like it's a god itself. But we got to remember the true origin of where that came from. And that's a really awesome thing. That every time you will see an ambulance drive by and you see that symbol, you can now know that that was even before the Greeks. That came from God and Moses made it, and its symbol signifies healing. So remember where it came from, brethren, and don't go worshiping it either.